Hello, 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 hello. Hi. Excuse me. This is Monday. It is the 10th. The pre-show is up for the Phil Henry show, and it's an encore. I'm working toward going back to four new shows a week. But I thought it would be this week, but it ain't. It's just too much shit. I'm getting the inside of my house painted. And a bunch of other shit. I had an argument with Jackie. There was a family crisis. Nothing serious, you know. Everything got worked out. But this was just not the weekend to jump in here and start a new show. Although I had a couple of ideas. There was a show that I wanted to do. I want to pursue Bob Green. I want to get more into Bob Green and what his story is with that whole, you know, he wants to be taken seriously, not just as a grocer, but he wants to go into the world of news commentating, and he feels that he is uniquely placed because he's a businessman, successful businessman. Hey, who does that remind you of? And, excuse me, God damn, you know, and like that, man, let me check something out here, man. This is Monday, yeah. I got to check out and see what commercial content we have for the show. Whoa. Because we have commercial buys. I got a big meeting tomorrow. I got a huge fucking Zoom tomorrow. Tuesday. Huge motherfucking Zoom tomorrow, man. Let's see, Tommy, what do we got, brother? What's this the week of? This is the 10th. And guess what, man? We have BetterHelp. BetterHelp. Great sponsor of mine. They're back. Let me see something, man. Sometimes they'll buy, I think BetterHelp doesn't buy more than one spot a week, I don't think. But down through the years, we've had some pretty loyal sponsors. Do you guys remember the underwear where you could put your, excuse me, ladies, for being graphic, but what the fuck was the name of that underwear? It had a pocket for your balls and a sleeve for your dick. You remember that? I'm serious. And it was developed by a guy, an Iraq soldier. I'm serious. And they bought a lot of time on the show because I knew how to sell that. I sold it with humor. You know, I mean, if you're a guy, you got to be able to, if you don't know how to sell underwear and if you're in my position and you're a dude and you can't sell underwear, there's something really fucking wrong with you. You can't sell underwear for men. Like, you know, when it's really fucking hot and stuff gets, it just sticks and it, you can't move. It's, you need to get things adjusted. We all know what that feels like. And you know, if you're in my job, then you got to be able to communicate that. And if you're a dude and you know, it's a dude you know, Thunder, what's up, baby? Hold on. She comes to the studio with me. You want to go out? Every night with her, man, I got to figure out, I got to just leave her at the house. Every night it's, do you want to go out the back door? Do you want to go to the front door? There she goes. She's going out the back door. If you'll pardon the expression. Thunder's going back to going back door tonight. All right. Oh, fuck. Okay. This is my third straight night drinking. Now, I'm drinking tonight because I don't have to do a show. I was drinking last night because I didn't have to do a show on Sunday. And I drank on Friday night because I wasn't doing a show on Saturday. Although, I was in the character of Dr. Ilcott drinking. So Dr. Ilcott was, I wouldn't say was drunk. I had one, you know, double tequila, which is what I'm having right now. Oh, God, yeah. Very good. Okay, so as I said, tomorrow night we'll explore. Now, I have a big Zoom meeting Tuesday, not tomorrow. Okay, cool. So we'll explore. I don't have anything to do tomorrow. Let me look at the schedule. Other than the show and the 10th, yeah. Then on Tuesday, I'm going shooting, and I have the big Zoom meeting. On Wednesday, I have a voiceover workshop. On Thursday, I'm going shooting again, right? Yeah. And on Friday, I'm going to the dentist for the veneers, the permanent ones. God almighty, I can't believe that I'm engaging in such garish Hollywood behavior. All right, what are we doing, man? This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we're going to have to do a pre-show. Now, while we're doing the pre-show, we're going to have to do our promo. But yeah, this is the third night running, drinking a double tequila. What is wrong with me? What has happened to me? Oh, God. Oh, I don't know. I'm like, fuck it. Jackie and I had a big fight. We didn't have a big fight. I screamed at her. I promptly apologized today. And she's a sweet girl. She forgives and forgets, I guess. She probably forgives but doesn't forget. But then again, we all have our, you know, moments. And I have been as kind to her. Okay, now the 10th, right? March, right? Yeah, right? Yeah, right? Last year, we did Steve Ozell hosts plays tape of him being slapped at the men's club. Oh, is this the Academy Award slap? He got slapped across the face. This was a commentary on the, let me see. It was a commentary on the Chris Rock being slapped by Will Smith in Broglio. Where the fuck are the glasses, bitch? Oh, they're on your head. Bitch. Okay. Steve Ozell host plays a tape of him being slapped at the Ben's Club to commemorate the Smith Rock slap. Chris Norton guests with Mark Pantful, star of Norton's Gland Creature from Planet Knob. He's a Pantful. You got it, bro. Let's see what this is all about. So we've downloaded that. Now we have to get to our classic, which is from 2001, I believe. Sorry for the snorting and everything. You got to decide when shit is bad, when shit is hanging you up, when shit is scaring you, when shit is on your mind, you have to overwhelm all of that with positive shit. You see what I'm saying? You have to immediately click into a higher gear of I'm powering over that to what I want to get to. I'm powering over all that shit to my goal, which is going to be a great show today, a great work day, a sale, whatever it is that you do, you know, whatever it is that you want, whoever you are. But you got to, when you get all kinds of stuff in your head, this is negative, that's negative, that every time you have one of those negative thoughts, drive over that shit like you're in a fucking Humvee. I was going to say a Musk truck, but it's kind of a bummer. I mean, maybe some people would relate to that, but I would just think I'm in some big, ugly piece of shit. So I would rather that I'm in a tank, you know, something. You're rolling over top of that shit. Every time something, it clouds your brain with fear. Drive over top of that with what it is you're driving for. Drive over top of that with your goal. I'm going for this. I'm going to get this. Whatever that is, I don't know what it is. I'm telling you, there was a time in my life, the Radio Hall of Fame, I never fucking thought in a million goddamn fucking years. Or any of the things that have happened to me. Any of the good things that have happened to me. Even standing on stage doing a one-man show, I didn't think any of that. I didn't think I was capable of any of that. I truly was damaged, you know. I was frightened and fearful and unsure. You name it. And every little barb, every little arrow and spear thrown at me, it stuck and it hurt. And then I finally went, you know, I'm serious. You know, when I do those BetterHelp commercials, I've been in therapy. It actually did. I met a guy named John Kanan, was my therapist. He said, you know what, Phil, you have to make yourself, because we were talking about women. He said, instead of you chasing women, you got to make them chase you. This is what he said. He said, you have to make yourself the prize, not the other fucking way around. That was just my personal problem. You know, I was ever the nice guy. I was being such a sweet guy. And I was trying to be a nice guy. And I was trying, you know, you're trying to attract a woman that way is fucking death, brother. But if you are, and this is going to sound horrible, but if you are standoffish, if you don't always compliment them on their dress, if you're not always on time for the fucking date, maybe you're 5 minutes late. You want to hear something? You want to hear a newsflash? They like that. I'm not saying that women want to be abused. Don't get that into your fucking dumb head. I'm not saying that they want to be pushed around. I'm just saying when you hold off the compliment and you make it a little bit more about yourself being complimented. That's all I'm saying. When you make it about them wanting to please you, see? Now, a lot of guys take that to a really stupid extreme. They're abusive. They're ugly. They're hateful. They don't give a fuck about a woman's feelings. They don't care about, they just run roughshod. Maybe it's because they saw their father do the same goddamn thing to their mothers. Maybe they're just pieces of shit by nature. I don't know. But you know, you've heard it said that a lot of women will stay with an abusive man because they think they can change him, which is about the sickest fucking thing that I've ever heard of. But there is something to be said for presenting yourself as a power base. Women want, because they are ultimately the ones that give birth, the ones that create, nurture, take care of life. They want someone who can provide a nest. They can do the rest. They want somebody to provide a nest. someone strong enough to protect that nest. That doesn't mean you're an asshole. Anyway, I know it's a distinction. It's really hard for some guys to get, and I just get it. That's all. All right, now where the fuck are we? Well, what did I say? This is going to be March 2001. All right, baby, let's do it. Archive it. March 2001. And what is the date? The 10th. On March the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2001, what were we doing? Well, it was a weekend. That's what we were doing. So why don't we see what we were doing on Friday, March the 9th? On Friday, March the 9th, Phil took the day off to attend the talk radio seminar weekend. What the fuck are you talking about? The first hour featured the 4 p.m. hour from February 19th, 2001, Jeff Dowder on Dennis DeYoung's birthday. The second hour started with a 5 to 5:30. Oh, this looks pretty cool. Dave Olive expresses his love for Nicole Kidman. Email program up. 5 minutes and then comes back in. That's generally how it is. So let me just go see what the fuck she's up to. The talk radio seminar in March 2001. I don't remember any such fucking thing. That sounds like bullshit to me, you know? Yeah. It really does.
It really does. It really honestly sounds like a lot of horseshit, you know?
I did hear from one of our Circle of Taste ladies at the one-man show, The Galaxy of Phil Henry, our good friend Linda Brewley from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, excuse me. She's a beautiful girl who said, and I quote, "I like the new search feature on your website." Yeah, she did. She did, man. So, Shane, if you're listening, good job, brother. All right, what are we doing? Being slapped, right, at the men's club. All right. Gland creature from Knob. Thunder, what are you doing? Let me see here, man. Just one tiny itsy bitsy thing. See my good close personal friend, my realtor friend, Ann Howarth, out here at the beach. What's up, Ann? Let me see if she... Okay, yeah. That's what's happening tomorrow, 1:15. All right, man. Got it. Got it. We ready? Man, let me see here, man. Oh, you know what? This is a fucking drink. 286 calories. I forgot. You motherfucker, Henry. You gotta be careful, bitch. Look at that. All right, there it is, man. Maxed out on my fucking calories today. 36 calories over. But not too bad. Okay. And, yeah, I'm a calorie counter. And, you know, it's funny how people all of a sudden got to give you advice after you've been slugging through it by yourself. I mean, I started out as a calorie counter some 14 years ago when I was coming down off of a weight of 290 pounds. I had been over 300 pounds. I've been 306. How the fuck it is I stayed out of a heart attack? I don't know. And the only thing I knew how to do was what Dr. Ault told me. Dr. Ault, the great Dr. Ault, a Vietnam veteran. He worked off of Da Nang Harbor in a ship, in a Navy ship. He was a Marine doctor. And the civilians that they treated on that ship that were the casualties of the war in Vietnam. And this was near Da Nang, which was itself the site of a incredible fucking battle in the Vietnam War. Dr. Ault was a legendary. In fact, one of my other doctors, Dr. Emery, another Marine doctor, had heard of him and was extremely deferential to him. But now, good old Dr. Ault was just running his practice over here in Ventura. And I went in for a physical, and I said, I need to lose weight. He goes, well, here's a diet that I got a lot of my athletes on, a lot of my, you know, no, I know, he was recommending whey powder. But then he said, here's a diet that I got a lot of diabetics on. It's a 1,500-calorie diet. And I thought, well, I took it. I said, thanks, doc. And I looked at it. And then I just made the decision on my own. Well, if a diabetic's being held to 1,500, maybe I need a 2,000-calorie daily diet. And that's what I did. That's what I settled on, and I lost 80 fucking pounds. I went from 290 to 210. It took me 7 months. And it was heavy, you know. And I told myself I was going to do it. It was a present to myself for my 60th birthday. I was turning 60 that year. And I got down to 210. I remember I went to D.C. to visit my friend Barry because she was sick. And there I was, all skinny. I don't think she even recognized me. Stayed at the Four Seasons over there in Georgetown. And for a brief, very brief second, flirted with the idea of moving to Washington, D.C. I just love Georgetown. I love Georgetown. I love Washington, D.C. The city, the district, you know. The government district, all that cool shit that, you know, I don't know. I just dug. I like the history. I like Georgetown. I like the folk clubs and shit. There's a lot of the folk scene in Washington, D.C. is pretty interesting. But anyway, that was a good year, man. That was a good year. All right, let's do it to it.